to the plan, things wouldn't work out. And the reason things wouldn't work out was because God wouldn't provide because of not sticking to the plan. So what kind of God is that? Certainly not the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we... Abide in Jesus, a desire to abide in Jesus that was greater than it was before. It wasn't something that I worked up within myself or made plans to attain to. It's something that God created within me. Just as God creates a seed, and within that seed, there is not only perhaps a tree, but an entire orchard, an infinite number of orchards. And that's the kind of thing that God desires of us, to bear fruit like that. And last week we talked about abiding. I just want to review a little bit about that. Remember, abiding, it's connected to Jesus. Is that being close to Jesus? That's good, but that's not abiding. It's not being tied to Jesus. Well, that's good, but not really abiding. It's being connected to Jesus. And that's what we want. That's what our Christian life is being connected to Jesus. And Jesus, in today's gospel reading, takes that one step further. It's a giant step, but here it is. Abide in my love. Last week we saw what abiding in him. Now we're looking at abiding in my love. So that's the question that comes up. How exactly do we abide in the love of Jesus? And of course, we looked at some practices last week. After he had come up out of the water with John the Baptist, the heavens open, the dove descends, and the voice of the Father comes and says, "You are my Son, my beloved, in you I am well pleased." And we're familiar with into the full love of God with those words. You are my child, chosen and marked by my love. You part of abiding in the love of Jesus is to listen for God to say these words to you. You are the pride of my life. have what I need to have. It's just not going to work. I'm not going to be able to follow Jesus. But Jesus will tell you, you are the pride of my life. Just as Jesus says many things, I will never leave you or forsake you. For the voice of Jesus saying these words to you, you are my child. You are made and chosen by my love. You are the pride of my life. Now, if you think that Jesus will not pay that kind of attention to you for whatever reason, memorize Bible verses, or I don't live a good enough life, or anything like that, what I have for you this morning is good news that pushes aside all of that bad news. You are the pride of his life. That's just the way it is. There is no other category that you fit in. There's nothing else going on. There is no sin, mistake, mishap, or anything like that that defines you. It's what God says. You are the pride of my life. And it's right after that that Jesus says, abide in my love. That is the reason that we can abide in the love of Jesus, because he first loved us, because we are the pride of his life, because we know whenever we approach him that it's not only is he thinking, well, you know, you want to say to me about me? You'll notice that it's punishment. It just will not be punishment. Jesus already took that punishment. That's at the cornerstone of our faith. He took it. It's not ours. He doesn't want to put any more on us. He paid a full, perfect, and sufficient price for any sins that we've committed. So it's not going to be punishment. It will not be condemnation. He will not be slapping you up the side of the head or whatever else happens to you when it doesn't go the way. That and still have some painful memories. And you may have actually spent hours in counseling or talking with friends and found that that helped a great deal, that somebody was listening to you and listening to you about the painful memories that you have or whatever it is that you carry around. But that pain can still hold on, even with all that friendship and all that listening and all that help. The question that keeps coming up can still hurt. And the question that you particularly cannot answer doesn't seem to go away. And it can make you think, well, God, have this trauma? Or why did I have it? It helps, but it's still there. And what it takes is the power of God on top of any listening that anyone's ever done with you. Any caring anyone's shown to you, any pastoral sensitivity that you have experienced from another person, that is something shifts in our soul and in our spirit. Something's created that wasn't there before. Something that meets and answers and takes us past the longing of our lives is introduced and is growing. And we can abide in that love of Jesus and find our lives bearing fruit, much fruit that gives glory to God. So, I want to encourage you to take this practice up. I want to encourage you to do these things. I want you to encourage to find ways to be asking Jesus, what do you want to tell me about me right now? You can do that often. And you will hear it. You are the pride of my life. And then as you hear that, forming your heart and within you and bringing healing and power and life, then start walking in what he says. What he says about you. So what I do is this. When I find myself wanting to plan, wanting to get the plans down, wanting to make sure I got it all planned out, ready to go, I say to myself, wait a minute, because Jesus gave me the capacity to say, wait a minute. And I look for a way to be cognizant and intentional about how I'm abiding in him. Because that's the capacity he gave me. He'll give you a capacity. Might not be the same as mine, but it'll be for yours because you are the pride of his life. And he will continue to create in you everything, everything you need to bear much fruit. Let's stand and pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you